the question at the moment is, why are Chinese companies appearing suddenly to be interested in Australian companies, particularly the mining companies? Really, China has begun to get a lot more integrated into the world economy in the last 30 years as it's moved away from being a very closed and insular economy. But that integration with the rest of the world has occurred largely through trade. So China's trade linkage is now very strong with Europe, with the United States, with Australia, with other parts of Asia and the rest of the world. And indeed, China is now our largest trading partner, although Japan is still our largest export partner. But China's sort of linkages with the rest of the world have not, at this stage, moved to beyond trade to investment and other forms of linkages with the rest of the world as far as the economy goes. And there are a couple of reasons for that. The main reason is China has restricted a lot of investment into and out of China until very recently. Until the past few years or so, or a couple of years or so, China has not allowed investments into China except in the form of foreign direct investment, which basically means foreign companies buying stakes in Chinese companies, buying factories and things like that. So the investments into China have been very restricted, meaning that it's been very difficult for foreign mutual funds and so on to buy into China without taking a stake or a joint venture in a Chinese company. Similarly, the Chinese government has restricted funding going out of China. So there's been almost no money coming out of China from Chinese corporations, from the Chinese government, or from Chinese citizens to buy foreign companies. But in the past few years, some of these regulations have started to be relaxed. China's government has wanted to encourage different forms of investment, both into China and outside China. So now foreigners have some access to some of China's share market and other markets in China, if only at this stage in a fairly limited way. But I think that access will get greater as time goes by. On the other side, China has wanted to increase its investment exposure overseas. So this is going to come through several different channels. Some Chinese companies will want to take positions in foreign companies, either in their industry or in other industries. An example of that is the ICBC, one of the large Chinese banks, taking a stake in a South African bank. There's been stakes taken by Chinese banks in foreign banks. There's also been potential stakes taken by Chinese government entities in foreign entities. And increasingly, Chinese citizens will be allowed to buy through various sort of mutual fund possibilities, stakes in foreign companies. So there's a lot more ability for Chinese corporate citizens and so on to buy stakes overseas. Now, as far as the Chinese government is concerned, they are particularly encouraging investments in banking and in resources. And of course, that's where Australia comes into the play. The feeling in China is that they need resources. They need resources to fund what is a multi-year, probably multi-decade long infrastructure program to develop their economy. Their own economy, their own country can't develop enough resources to keep up with demand. So they need to have secure demand, and that's their fundamental challenge, is to have secure demand. Price, of course, is an issue, but they're really as concerned about security of demand as they are about the price of the resources that they want to buy. So the Chinese government is encouraging Chinese companies, or through the Chinese government, acquisition of foreign resource companies. As far as the government activity here goes, there's several government agencies that are very active in this space. China, because it allowed money to come in to buy foreign direct investments for many years, but didn't allow money to go out, as well as the fact that China had big trade surpluses, meant that China built up roughly today, $2 trillion of foreign exchange reserves. $200 billion of that has been channeled to the China Investment Corporation, effectively their sovereign wealth fund. So that's $200 billion that's been put aside or earmarked particularly for overseas investments, or some of that for overseas investments. But there's other organisations, government organisations, pension funds and so on, that are also very interested in acquiring assets overseas. So there's a lot of money there. There's the ability to purchase foreign assets. There's also, I think, a lot more long-term thinking in China than there is in many other places. And the fact that the economy globally is in a bad way, prices are low, is seen by the Chinese possibly as an opportunity to acquire assets at a reasonable price, and they'll take the long-term view rather than the short-term view that the markets often take. So China has now the willingness, the ability, and I think also in the current environment, it's seen as very desirable for them to acquire foreign assets. So where will this go in the future? I think there'll be more and more really integration of China in investments markets. China is still a very small player in global investment flows of money to buy shares, stakes in companies and so on. But they'll get a weight, they'll increase investments inward and outward that's more appropriate to the size of their economy and the size of their population. So as far as Australia is concerned, I think we have to get used to this. There's going to be a lot more plays both into and out of China, and Australian companies need to be aware that's going to happen. Is it a threat? There are reasons to be, I guess, wary. The Chinese government does have a stake in some of these companies, so I think really the government here needs to be thinking about what are the objectives of the Chinese government with this particular acquisition. Are there defence issues? What are the national interest issues? In some cases, I think these are purely commercial plays, and there's very little for the government to be concerned about. In some cases, I think that may not be the case. But just because there's a government behind an acquisition rather than a commercial player, I don't think necessarily complicates matters or makes matters more or less in the national interest, if you like.